Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 21st, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman with my co-host.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Oh, my name's Miles Kaufman, son, the heir of the Kaufman legacy.
The heir. Here today because there's no school, because these freeloaders over at Chicago Public Schools don't start till after Labor Day, it's a take your son to work day. Yeah? Are you excited?
Yes, I am. I'm thrilled.
So you sound...
I'm not joking.
Yeah. Well, what has been your favorite part of your summer so far? What, you just came back from grandma's and nana's?
Probably my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What was so exciting about your birthday?
That it was my date of birth.
That's strong. You're going into seventh. It's just aging. Aging is what got you excited. All right. I like it. All right. Well, thanks for being here, Miles.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So let's get to this. Let's see if we can pull off this Lower Wacker Live. So let me get this straight. I think I have it straight. Earlier this summer, the city started using new water meters, but I guess they were somehow scraping the sides of the water pipes when taking samples, and that was making lead get into the water. So the mayor discontinued them. And now Lightfoot is awarding $16 million in contracts to give certain Chicagoans free filtration systems. So I guess the decision is simple. Replacing the lead pipes, too much money. So how about filtering the lead out? Which I guess is the classic, let's not treat the problem, but let's treat the symptom. What, we don't have lead pipe insurance? I guess not. I guess I don't mind the filtration systems, but this is this a long-term plan? Just ignore it? Put a Brita? That's no good. Also, when asked about this new study, they said that more lead ends up in the water if you run it for 3 minutes. This is actually a study from a college that said that in Chicago, if you run the water for 3 minutes, the lead gets worse. The city's response, run it for 5 minutes. How great is that? Ah, nah, 3's not enough. When you read that from the city, read it in your best David Brent, Ricky Gervais voice. Nah, run it for 5. That's ridiculous. The president says there's no issue with the economy, and his surrogates say it's just the Democrats and the lamestream media trying to win an election. But at the same time, he's talking about cutting payroll taxes and forcing the Fed to cut the interest rate more. Yeah, it seems like something you do when everything's A-OK. I don't get my economic news from politicians or from newspapers. I get them from spam email. According to every bank that has my email, now's the time. Now is the time because now is the time. Naperville is reportedly now reconsidering their ban of recreational marijuana sales in their town. They have previously voted to keep out any stores because they have a, quote, family-friendly brand. But then they probably realized that either A, Downers Grove was going to make millions, or B, it would be more family-friendly to let it in since most families are probably already imbibing. Make sense? All right. The Tribune asked Loyola University's Sister Jean about what her secret is to long life. Did you see this? There's this sort of, she's about to turn 100, so they asked her about what her secret. I'm not trying to be crass, but maybe wait on that story. Just make sure it happens first, then go to it. I'm not trying to be crass. She's 100. Just that usually is what happens around 100. Anyway, moving on. Is that John? John Williams. I got to talk to John Williams. John, Miles, take over. John,
oh, it's the Miles Show. The Chicago Park District says that Chicago's lakefront is slowly disappearing. Why? Because the Lucas Museum? Did they find a spot and not tell us? No, it's erosion. And this year's lake level is off the charts. Maybe it's a good thing. Have you seen North Avenue Beach after Memorial Day? Throw away your Dorito bag, trash. Yeah, I said it.
John, I miss John. I'm back. Throw away your Doritos bag, trash.
Yeah. The like trash.
It. Trash. The trash is throwing the trash.
Yeah, it's ironic, I think.
Good job, Miles. That's a good read.
Thank you.
Would you want to try the next one or do sports?
Ooh, how long is it?
It's pretty long. These are the good ones, though.
Oh, yeah, let's try it.
Okay, here you go.
No, just catch in and if I start, like, stuttering.
Okay.
In sports, the Cubs really like Wrigley Field. Man, oh, man, are they like, they're like tourists. Where should we go? Millennium Park? The Blues Brothers or Marlon Harvey? No way, Wrigley Field. The Cubs beat the Giants last night by the strength of Anthony Rizzo, who hit two homers. And it was the Cubs bullpen that shut down the Giants, including Craig Kimbrell, who retired the Giants in order in the ninth. You can continue on from there.
I like it. You're doing great. No, keep going. You're doing a great
okay,
job.
Fine.
You're nailing it. You're like a young Mark Jean Greco.
The Cubs didn't gain any ground on the Cardinals, though, who also won, beating the Brewers. But the Cubs opened up a bigger lead in the wild card and currently hold a 2-game lead over the Phillies, Mets, and 3.5 over the floundering Brew Crew. That's weird names. The Cubs are back at it tonight, of course. Nightball on Wednesday. Yu Darvish goes tonight. Also, how about Nick Castellanos? Dude's on fire. 7 homers in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Man, oh man. Also, the Giants threw Derek Rodriguez tonight. Fun fact, Derek is the son of Ivan Rodriguez. Pudge, well, little Pudge. See, I went to debate camp recently, so I don't know how to
keep
read
going.
Fast.
You're killing it. I love it. This is fun. Keep going.
The Cubs have a slew of games against the Cardinals in September, like 10 or something. Gonna be an awesome month for Chicago baseball. The White Sox had made a knee today, as a traditional baseball team should on Wednesday. And boy, oh boy, Lucas Giolito.
You've watched him pitch. You've come with me to the Sox games. He pitched.
Oh, well, I was on Instagram. On my mom's account, that shows you how sad it is. complete game shutout to take 2 of 3 from the Twins. He struck out 12. Wow, what a season for this guy. He's as dominant as anyone in the AL right now. And that includes Verlander. He's the real deal. Sox got the better end of the deal, which sent Adam East Eden to the Nats. Also, Jose Abreu is on fire. Dude has 96 RBIs right now. Almost 20 more than last year. Only 2 short of Mike Trout. I mess up when I...
It doesn't matter.
I'm going fast.
Do you think that anyone who's listening right now is like, man, this kid, he just keeps messing up.
Oh, this kid. Oh.
He doesn't know Giolito.
I don't know Giolito.
Keep
Sorry.
Going. Keep going. I'm enjoying this.
Because you're my dad. Last night, though, the Twins put up something ridiculous, like 7 runs in the 8th inning. Man, free agent signing Kevin Herrera did not work out this year. Bears, Kyle Long is back after serving a suspension for fighting. Not just fighting, but Long was suspended for a week for ripping off a D lineman's helmet and using it as a weapon, too. I don't know. Try and kill him? It's hypocritical to say a football player should be so violent. But I guess don't be so violent? I don't know. I'm still down with the trade. I saw floated in line. Trade Long and Floyd plus next year's 2 draft pick for Texans holdout.
Javion
and Clowney. These words are getting difficult.
It's always the names.
Clowney and Mac in Chicago. Super Bowl, Super Bears. Anyway, Bears play meaningless game on Saturday. The trip today brought up an interesting point that I saw this weekend as well. Are we back with the backup QB play? Chase Daniel looked pretty awful against the Giants. Now it was base everything, but he doesn't look like a guy who, if called into play, would extend the Bears' championship chances. Hopefully it's moot because Mitch goes all Mitch on the league, but still a little bit worried about that. Also, XFL is back, and they named a bunch of teams for the season coming up next spring, and there's no Chicago team.
No Chicago team?
Now, here's the thing. Me and Dad were in the car, like, getting the Roost or something. Or generic brand. We can't have sponsors.
Can't give away the free references, right? Generic chicken place.
Yeah, generic chicken place. And Dad was... I'm not into football. I don't think that you know that because I can't read these common names. These common...
You'll be into it this year, though, right? Mm-hmm. You remember what happened at the end of last year?
No.
You don't remember the last game when we were watching the playoffs and Dad might have yelled and screamed and went and had to turn the light off for 2 hours?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, what happened?
We thought that you were, like, depressed. Okay, so we were...
What happened? Do you remember what happened? What happened that
Somebody beat... Or Bears fumbled, like, on the last thing or something, and then you took your shirt off, threw it out the window, went upstairs to your bedroom, and, like, cried for 2 hours. And so, get back to my story. We were at the generic chicken place, and Dad was telling me, like, about, like... Thor and the Thor player. Mm-hmm. The Thor player.
Well, we went to see him play. Noah Syndergaard, yeah.
Yeah, Noah Syndergaard. And so I was like, Syndergaard, that sounds like a Marvel villain. I like did up this whole scenario. Like, Cap, we got Syndergaard on the loose with Dr. Doom. like Thor's like, oh, man, I can't believe that Syndergaard's on the loose. That's not a good Thor accent.
No, but it was good. This was a strong... I should let you go from the beginning. You did a good job, buddy. Thank you for being our special guest. Our special guest, Miles Kaufman on Lower Wacker Live, Beats by West Restless. If you like Miles, rate and subscribe.
I'm single and ready to mingle.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day.
You too.